we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure that you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
First of all, Fred Connors, let me shake your hand.
Thank you, sir.
Very happy that you're here because I feel very good about everything. And if you don't mind, Fred, we'll start explaining the first number. This is something that's tinted with a little bit of Cuban culture, rhythmically speaking, and again mixed in with American brass sounds, a few solos and so forth. About this time, the rhythm section should be starting to kind of establish the rhythmic track that this musical locomotive shall motivate itself on. Here is Have a Havana. Have a Havana, solos by Signor Konitz and Signor Condoli, and accompanied by Signor Levy at the drums and Signor Bagley at the bass. Oh, incidentally, Bags, because we feel that at the moment we'd prefer a cadenza for you to kind of establish the atmosphere for this next number. I'm not at the piano, so I will explain things while you start creating. Very interesting. Very good. When you feel that I should bring the orchestra in, you just give me the nod. There's my cue. Street of Dreams. Because this next composition starts with the sounds of a tenor saxophone, the guy himself will establish his own beat, kind of sort of direct the orchestra and start things off. It's his choice, the tempo. Every particular thing, it's my responsibility at the moment to say the saxophone will be played by Zoot Sims, the tenor saxophone. And Zoot, I have mentioned your name, explained what you're to do. Now all you have to do is start wailing.
I'm going to try and blow, you know.
You what? Come closer.
I'm bloated.
You're gonna try and blow.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get with it.
We know you're gonna get with it. Just put this microphone right in front of that bell and blow. Thank you.
Say, Zoot Sims, Zoot, you might do me a favor at the moment. I haven't had a chance. If you would shake hands here with Davy Shilkrot. This is the new alto saxophone player that joined the orchestra. Just shake hands with Zoot Sims, Davy, there. You guys, I guess, know each other. I can tell by the expressions on your face. We want to welcome Davy Shilkrot into the band tonight. And, Davy, we hope that you will find everything to your liking. And if there's something that you don't like, you just let us know, because it's very easily adjusted. Everything but money. We adjust everything but money here. Never mind the money. Buddy,
yeah.
Scheduled here on concert miniature this evening is a trumpet solo. It's up to you to choose just exactly what you think that you'd like to express at the moment. So suppose you pick the thing that we have already cleared.
That's a good idea, isn't it? It's one of my favorite tunes besides. It's All the Things You Are.
Buddy Childers, All the Things You Are. Buddy, you take your bow. And let me explain here that Levy's a bit anxious. The sounds you hear are the brushes beating upon a snare drum. He's supposed to make a musical suggestion to you guys to start developing this thing that might be called, or rather termed in the jazz world, theme and variation. Do you know where one is? Two. Three.
Thank you.
An interesting Bill Holman invention. Theme and variation. Here's a number that's a part of all of the books that contain music of orchestras in the country. It's an excellent dance tune. The tempo's right. It's a wonderful melody. If you care to listen to the lyrics, they're exciting too, but at the moment, no lyrics, just instrumental music. The trombone section starts with Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. You know, one known fact to those of us in the field of jazz, especially this idiom of music that's called the more contemporary form, that those that will most enthusiastically receive it are, of course, those in their teenage years. Somehow they grasp things quicker emotionally, and those that will reject it the quickest are the teenagers, too. So it is sometimes a great deal of anxiety that we present new jazz to people, but we're especially anxious to know the teenagers' reaction. Here's another thing that I'd like to get your reaction to, you teenagers. I'm speaking to you fellows from 17 to 18 and a half years old. Here's something maybe you haven't heard about the National Guard. There's a swell opportunity for you to start your military obligation right in your own hometown. That's right. If you join the Guard before you're under 18 and a half, under existing regulations, you can keep going to school or begin a career in business without having to go on active military duty, unless, of course, your unit is called in a national emergency. And at the same time, you can learn valuable technical skills in the National Guard, earn extra money, and meet new friends. And best of all, you'll be proud to belong to the National Guard. It's a great outfit with fine tradition. So, fellas, do yourselves a favor and do your community one, too. Keep your guard up. Join the National Guard. I'd like to join here at the moment in trying to accept the obligation of getting a thing to go off here in a good, smooth manner. I'm sure that if I can think of the right tempo and convey it to you fellas, that look of doubt on your face. Believe me, I'm confident this time. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a new version of Bill Russo's
Sweets. I have the beat figured out. Take it from me. Here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Steel Chair in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Now this is Fred Collins inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.